So is this turned off? This is the best one. So we can turn this off. We can turn this off, keep this, because this is much better. It's much clearer. Yeah, leave it for now, actually.
It's okay.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Awwalina wal Akhirin, Nabiyyina wa Mawlana wa Murshidana wa Qaidana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin amma ba'd. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم. حافظ صاحب حافظ إدريس صاحب. You know, upstairs there's that speaker. There's that speaker. It's turned off. Can you just turn it on from the back, please? Just so we can check if the sound is okay. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الطائم الشاكر كالصائم الصابر أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أملي واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما ينفعنا آمين يا رب العالمين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers, elders and youngsters and friends. And nowadays one of the biggest complaints we hear from people, or the only thing you hear from people, is complaints about how life isn't perfect, about how their wife isn't perfect, about how their children aren't perfect, about how their parents aren't perfect, about how their house is not good enough, about how their car is not good enough, about how their job is not providing enough for them, about how they're stressed out about this and that and the other, and illness and health and stress and tension. Only thing we hear from people is negative talk. And day by day you're seeing this increase more. And then we have these global situations like COVID, and then people have more things negative to talk about. As if we didn't have enough negative things to talk about already, we have more negative things. You sit down in any conversation, you sit down with any person, automatically the words that start coming from their mouth will be something negative about something or the other. Either they talk about something useless, football, weather, some other sport, something else, which has no benefit to the person speaking and to the person listening. Or they will talk about things which are negative, meaning they'll start going on to complaining about him, about her, about this, about that. And they feel, and we feel, that this is necessary and these are the topics of conversation. These are the subjects of conversation. And unfortunately, the problem with the Muslim Ummah, one of the biggest problems, is the further we are going away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we are seeing depression, the more we are seeing hopelessness, the more we are seeing dark days. A person wakes up in the morning feeling extremely low, going through the whole day feeling extremely low. And unfortunately, it's not just happening to the young people, that you think, oh, it happens to the young people and the elderly people after they're married, they have children, and then, mashallah, the maturity comes in 40, 45, 50. It's happening to the elders. Obviously, in English, they have this terminology, the midlife crisis. But it's happening to the Muslims. And day by day, these things are increasing. And a man, the husband, the father, just doesn't want to talk to his wife, is very moody at home, doesn't want to deal with the children, and then is not waking up in the morning, waking up very, very late. Well, this sickness, this illness of waking up very, very late is totally against the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of the sahaba. And nowadays everybody is going to sleep late, waking up late. Whereas we should be doing the opposite, going to sleep early and waking up early. The Prophet sallallahu, and then people complain they have no time. They say, we've got no barakat, please do dua, Allah gives me barakat in my time. What time do you wake up? 12 o'clock in the morning. Have you read Fajr? No. Where did you read Fajr? In my dreams. So where is the barakah? Where are the blessings going to come from? People say, I don't have enough time to complete this and complete that and do this and do the other. But our days are starting so late. Where is the time which contains the most barakah and blessings? The morning time. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith, "Burika liyal ummatu fi bukuriha." My ummah has been blessed in the early morning hours. This is the time which is full of barakah, full of blessings. Our people don't, even if they know this, they're just too lazy to wake up. They're too lazy because they go to sleep late at night. Come home from work. There was a time when I was working. So I work, come home, madrasa, finish teaching madrasa. By the time I get home, it's 9, 10 o'clock. Entire day I've been working. People didn't have this routine. I would start the 9 to 5 job. I would teach, then I would get home and still, you know, try and get an early night. People just have a 9 to 5 job. They come home, they have one or two shifts, children to pick up, drop off, or something or the other, and the rest of the time is in front of the television, just my job was just so tiring, let me just relax. Let me just chill out. Some people do a bit of exercise, which is good for them, which is very important, which makes you think straight. But a lot of people are just lazy. We're just sitting around, we're just wasting time. And then that time is wasted, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. People say, oh, I don't go to sleep early, don't worry, you can catch me any time of the night. Well, what do you do at that time of the night that I can catch you so late? What will you be doing? I'll be in front of the television. I'll be watching Match of the Day. I'll be watching this catch-up, that catch-up. So many hours, so many minutes of this precious time. This precious time, my dear brothers and elders, I cannot emphasize enough. Day by day, we're seeing the pious people leave us. And we're seeing so few people who are even ready to fill their shoes, walk in their footsteps. Everybody is concerned about killing time. Wasting time. Very few people are concerned about maximizing time, benefiting from time. And this phone, and these social media, and these gadgets, and these devices, and these screens. I want to say Allah's la'na be upon them. I'm not going to say from here. They are just destroying our time. Destroying our time. A person is going to stand up on the day of Qiyamah. I am going to stand up on the day of Qiyamah, answering to Allah Ta'ala for the time I wasted. Giving jawab to Allah Ta'ala. Giving hisab in front of Allah Ta'ala. Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu is going to stand up as a shaheed in front of Allah Ta'ala. Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu anhu is going to stand up with two arms cut off in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to stand up. The pious awliya are going to stand up. And I am going to be standing hoping that I am with these guys. When I look at my life and how many hours and minutes of my life I just butcher. I just mercilessly butcher, I kill my time. And we say this in English, isn't it? How can I kill my time? And mashallah, that expression is very true. And we should use this because we're actually killing it. It's not benefiting us at all. And we don't even think. Ajeeb, we don't even think that, Ya Allah, this time, precious time, on Yawmul Qiyamah, when I stand in front of Allah Ta'ala, this second, this minute, Allah Ta'ala will say to me, what did you do with that second? If I say, oh Allah, I was just... watching Match of the Day. What benefit? Is that going to increase your rank in Jannah? I'm not saying don't watch Match of the Day. I'm not saying don't stay, you know, relax, don't. Everybody needs that. Especially people who are beginning their journey towards Allah and were finding it very hard to even fulfill their fard obligations. They need that bit of time. Because otherwise, if you don't give your nafs a bit of breathing space, your nafs will take over you. Your nafs is too strong for you. You can't control it. So if you are just starting off on this journey, and we see many youngsters doing this, they say, yesterday I wasn't reading any namaz in the masjid, nothing. Today I'm going to do everything. All the fard namaz, this much Quran tilawat, this much dhikr, how long do they last? Maybe 2-3 days, 1 week, 2 weeks, and then they're flat. Then you don't see them again for a couple of months. Because your nafs is too strong. It's common, it's science, right? Your nafs, your desires, they are too strong, they are too dominant. So when you start to fight against them, they will fight back. So you need to take it easy, you need to do things a step at a time, slowly but surely. But our focus, our concentration should be on this fact that Allah Ta'ala has created me and Allah Ta'ala has created me for His worship. Allah Ta'ala has created me and He is testing me with this life. Every single second, every single moment, my Allah is watching me. My Allah is watching me. My Allah is observing me. The angel on my right shoulder is writing. His pen does not stop. Every time I do something which he thinks is good, he writes it. Every time I do something which is bad, or which is not good, which is not productive, he is writing. They don't stop writing. That's why in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, on the day of Qiyamah, scrolls will be unrolled in front of you. Scrolls. So many parchments and papers and scrolls unroll your whole life, my whole life, our whole life in front of us. Not a second. What will a person say? مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. Ya Allah, what is with this scroll? Even the smallest thing I did in the world, I don't even remember. This book has recorded it down. I can't escape. I can't get away from anything. In Surah Yasin, Allah Ta'ala mentions about when a person's hands, a person's eyes, a person's body parts will start speaking. And they'll start saying, even when a person's tongue wants to lie and a person's tongue does not want to admit what they did in the world, their body parts will start talking. And a person will start saying, you are part of my body, why are you speaking against me? My dear respected brothers and elders, Allah Ta'ala has created us. Allah Ta'ala has put us in a test. Our whole body is going to be a witness to against us on the day of Qiyamah if we did bad deeds. The earth that we walk on. That's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith. Do as much sajda as you can. Because the earth and the land that we do sajda upon, on the day of Qiyamah, that land will say, oh Allah, your servant, certain person, such and such a person, he did sajda upon me. Everything. This is the day of hisab, the day of reckoning. And you think in this dunya, in this world, we have our judges and we have our court and we have our jury, human beings trying very hard to find the truth, listening to the witnesses, you know, it goes on for, the hearing goes on for days on end, and many times they even come to the wrong conclusions. But we're talking about Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala's court. Not only will human beings be called to give witness, your body parts will bear witness. The Quran will bear witness. The Quran. Every single Muslim, the Quran will be a witness for them. Every single Muslim. Even the person who says, what's the Quran? I've not looked at the Quran in so many weeks. I've not looked at the Quran in so many months. I don't even know if I have a Quran at home. We ask them, what's the color of your Quran at home? He probably doesn't know. Because he's not looked at the Quran. That Quran will be a witness for you. Even if you do not want to see it in this dunya. Even if you do not spend time looking at it, that Quran will stand up. Allah Ta'ala said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, Al-Quranu hujjatul laka aw alayka. The Quran is going to be a witness either for you, on your behalf, in your favor, or against you. Or against you. Imagine if the Quran, what's the Quran? It's no simple thing. It's not a creation. It's not like me and you and the earth and the land and the heavens and the skies and the sun and the moon. The Quran is part of Allah Ta'ala. The Quran is part of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala giving us the Quran is no simple thing. It's a gift that we cannot imagine. That's why the pious people, subhanallah, when you hear how they built this bond with the Quran, they could not stop reciting it. Day and night, I was listening about Marna Inam al-Hassan sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the great scholars of India. He's passed away now. Subhanallah, every single night he would read the full Quran in two rakats of tahajjud. In the first rakat, he'd read the full Quran, and in the last rakat, he'd start again. Alif Lam Mim Til Muflihun. Every single night, Allah gave him so much barakah in his time. His son, and you know, these things pass in the blood, and these things Allah Ta'ala, when these pious people who are close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala makes their children like this. Many times it doesn't happen in their lifetimes. You know, people sometimes want things to happen now, and then they get stressed out. Pious, subhanAllah, the awliya, we do not know the awliya. We have not recognized the awliya. They are very chilled out people. They're very calm people. Difficulties come in front of them. They don't even turn an eye towards it. Because the dunya is a test. I know this. So if a test is happening in my family, in my wife, in my children, in my money and all that, it's all part of this big test. What happens to us when you go through a test? First thing is I lose my sleep. And when does my sleep come? And look at shaitan's plan. When does my sleep come? 7 o'clock in the morning, just before Fajr namaz. My sleep comes. So I miss my Fajr. I miss my Zuhar, maybe miss my Asr now in winter time because I was so stressed last night. You don't know what I went through. I was so stressed, so much tension. I lost my sleep and subhanAllah, my sleep caught up to me at namaz time. So my namaz went in my sleep. All my namazes went in my sleep and I think this is a good thing. You know the great Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, someone came to him and he said, Sheikh, I'm in a very difficult situation. And the person was very stressed, very worried. Sheikh said to him, what's wrong? He said, you know, a long time ago, I buried some gold or some valuable possession, some money or something, under the floor of my house. A long time, many, many years ago. And I can't remember where I buried it. So I can't dig up the entire floor of my house. So I'm really worried. I'm really stressed out because I can't remember exactly where I buried it. Maybe before he even built his house or something on that land. Sheikh said, you know what you do? You go tonight and you stand in front of Allah Ta'ala and you start tahajjud. Two rakat salah, two rakats, two rakats, two rakats. Perform tahajjud the whole night long, and by morning time, I can guarantee you, you will figure out where you buried it. So this person went off, and the next day, Imam Sahib met him. And the person is very happy, he's overjoyed, he's elated. And the Shaykh said to him, what happened last night? He said, Shaykh, Jazakallah khairan so much. I started my tahajjud. In the first the first two rakats, I remembered where my money was buried. Shaykh said, so what did you do after that? He said, I went to sleep. I unburied my gold or my valuable possessions, and then I went to sleep. Shaykh said, you foolish person, why did you not spend the entire night doing tahajjud? He said, who was it that reminded you where your gold was buried? It was shaitan. As soon as you made the intention that all night long I'm going to do tahajjud, shaitan's body started trembling. Shaitan thought, if I do not make this person figure out where his gold is buried, he's going to do worship Allah Ta'ala all night long. So he made you remember in the first rakat. And then what did you do? You played by his plan. You went straight to sleep. So shaitan achieved his maqsad. Shaitan achieved his purpose. So this, my dear respected brothers and elders, is the plan and the ploy of shaitan and the tricks of shaitan. On a daily basis, the shaitan and the nafs are two things which are with us, and on a daily basis, they are making us fall, they are making us slip, they are making us disobey Allah Ta'ala, they are making us go far away from the happiness of Allah, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. We need to be wise. We need to be strong. We need to be courageous. We cannot give in to laziness. Our people, we're too lazy. Allah Ta'ala protect us, Allah Ta'ala protect us, and we don't have a plan. Nobody has a plan. I might read some Quran, I might not read some Quran. I might do dhikr if I feel like it, I might not. If you're going to have this mind, which is not even fixed, which is not even focused, we don't even have the simple plan of reading five times namaz in the masjid. The plan that is wajib for every Muslim man. You have to read your namaz in the masjid. What benefit does it make when someone dies and we come here for 3 days, sitting around kicking our feet and talking about how rubbish our jobs are? What fayda, what benefit is there in that? When you have not performed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, whoever performs their fajr salah, they are in the protection of Allah Ta'ala. People say, everything is going wrong in my life. Did you read your fajr salah in jamaat? No, I went to sleep late at night and this and that and bloody blah, and then I woke up at this time. Excuses, excuses. Remember, on the day of Qiyamah, in front of Allah Ta'ala, these excuses will not work. They will not work for me, they will not work for you, they will not work for the prophets. Nobody can make excuses. Allah Ta'ala will see haqiqat. Even the prophets who went through such difficulties, such hard times, they went through very, very, very difficult times. But still on the day of Qiyamah, they will not say, oh Allah, I couldn't handle it because these people were too harsh, or these people were too cruel, or these people were too mean. They will blame themselves. Oh Allah, you gave me a job and I couldn't do my job properly. The Anbiya alayhi salam, who have the greatest recognition of Allah Ta'ala, they understand this. But we on a daily basis, laziness, laziness, laziness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan. And this dua, we need to all learn it, especially the people who complain about depression and stress. And the sisters, so many sisters, depression, stress, antidepressants, sleep tablets. Honestly, I'm sick of hearing this. And I don't want to say this to be dismissive of their situations. The problem is, we are not connecting with Allah Ta'ala. We're not connecting with the power source. Someone says, my battery of my phone is dead. What will you tell them? Plug it into the socket. The socket is just here. That's how easy it is for us to connect with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيب. When my servants calls me, where am I? Am I very far away? I am near. I am very close. You need me, I am here. But our people, we don't take advantage of this. Go to this doctor, that doctor, this antidepressant, this problem, this person, complaining, whining, moaning, whinging all day long, all night long, and we're still not satisfied. I've spoke to Hafiz Sahab, I'm not satisfied. Hafiz Sahab, listen to me, I need another reaction. I need someone to encourage me to talk more. So talk to somebody else, and I know it's not enough, I need to talk to somebody else. I'm talking all day long. Has my problem been solved? Has my stress dissipated? Has my stress disappeared? Has my tension gone? Nothing has happened. But I will carry on, because this is my nature, because I'm not connecting with what I'm supposed to connect to. I'm not connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the actual cure for all problems, the actual remedy for all illnesses. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to connect with Him. Allah Ta'ala make us from the pious people. Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to sit with the pious people, benefit from the pious people, learn from them and become like them. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahu bihamdi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول
Thank you. پچھلے ہفتے جو مسجد کی کلیکشن ہوئی ہے یہ 1480 پونڈ ہے. اللہ پاک آپ کے تعاون کو اپنے دربار میں قبول و مقبول فرمائے اور اللہ پاک آپ کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ فرمائے. اسی طرح حاجی مہندی خان صاحب مرحوم کے لیے دعاؤں کی درخواست کی گئی ہے. دعا فرمائیں کہ اللہ پاک مرحوم کی مغفرت فرمائے اور ان کے درجات کو بلند فرمائے, اور ان کی فیملی کی طرف سے 50 پونڈ مسجد کو دیے ہیں, اللہ پاک ان کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ فرمائے. یہ ایک بنگلہ دیشی ساتھی ہیں عبدالحق صاحب مرحوم, یہ لے اسٹیڈ میں رہتے تھے, ان کا انتقال ہو گیا ہے. ان کے لیے بھی دعا فرمائیں کہ اللہ پاک مرحوم کی مغفرت فرمائے, ان کے درجات کو بلند فرمائے اور پسماندگان کو, فیملی کو اللہ صبر جمیل عطا فرمائے. ان کی نماز جنازہ انشاءاللہ سنڈے والے دن, اتوار والے دن 10 بجے یہاں اسی مسجد میں ادا کی جائے گی, تو ساتھی ضرور نماز جنازہ میں بھی شریک ہوں. یہ عبدالحق صاحب لے اسٹیٹ میں رہتے تھے, بنگلہ دیشی ساتھی ہیں, تو وہ انتقال کر گئے ہیں. ان کی نماز جنازہ انشاءاللہ یہاں مسجد حمزہ میں اتوار والے دن, سنڈے والے دن 10 بجے انشاءاللہ 10 o'clock ان کی نماز جنازہ ادا کی جائے گی. اور ایک بہن نے مسجد کے لیے 100 پونڈ دیے ہیں, دعاؤں کی درخواست کی ہے, ان کے لیے بھی دعا فرمائیں کہ اللہ پاک ان کے دینے کو اپنے دربار میں قبول و مقبول فرمائے اور اللہ پاک ان کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ فرمائے. اور ایک اور اعلان کرنا ہے کہ انشاءاللہ 3 January کو منڈے والے دن, پیر والے دن 3 January کو انشاءاللہ عشاء کی نماز کے بعد یہاں سیرت کانفرنس ہوگی, اور مختصر سا پروگرام ہوگا, اتنا لمبا پروگرام نہیں ہوگا. بعض اوقات کانفرنس کا جب نام آتا ہے تو ساتھی گھبرا جاتے ہیں کہ کہیں 3-4 گھنٹے کا پروگرام ہوگا, ایسا نہیں ہوگا. مختصر سا 1-1.5 گھنٹے کا انشاءاللہ پروگرام ہوگا. اس میں بڑے اچھے نعت خواں ہیں, اس سے پہلے بھی یہاں آئے ہیں, عزیز الرحمن شاہ صاحب وہ نعت بھی پیش کریں گے اور بڑی اچھی آواز اللہ نے ان کے دی ہے, تو نعتیں بھی ہوں گی اس میں اور بیان بھی ہوگا, اور بجائے اچھے مقرر پاکستان سے یہاں آئے ہوئے ہیں ان کے بیانات ہوں گے. ایک ہیں مولانا رفیق جامی صاحب, آپ نے ان کے بیانات سنے ہیں, یہاں پہلے آتے تھے بیان کرتے تھے, بڑا اچھا بیان کرتے ہیں, ان کا بیان ہوگا. اور اسی طرح مولانا احسان اللہ صاحب ہیں, ان کا مختصر سا بیان ہوگا. تو آپ تمام ساتھیوں سے درخواست ہے کہ ضرور اس پروگرام میں شریک ہوں. تو یہ سیرت کے عنوان سے سیرت کانفرنس انشاءاللہ یہ ہر سال ہوتی ہے, تو اس سال انشاءاللہ منڈے والے دن 3 جنوری کو, اور یہ بینک ہالیڈے بھی ہے, چھٹی کا دن بھی ہے, اور عشاء کی نماز کے بعد مختصر سا پروگرام ہوگا. تو آپ تمام ساتھی ضرور اس میں شرکت کریں اور شریک ہوں, اور اس کے بعد تھوڑا انشاءاللہ آپ کے لیے کھانے کا بھی انتظام ہے, تو ضرور ساتھی اس میں شریک ہوں. جزاک اللہ.
مولانا واز جسٹ مینشننگ اباؤٹ ا ویری امپورٹنٹ سیرا کانفرنس آن منڈے دی 3rd آف جنوری, سو دی ٹاکس آر گوئنگ ٹو بی ان اردو, دیئر از ویری famous orators will be coming. Similarly, very famous Nat Khans will be performing nasheeds in praise of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So everyone's requested, inshallah, attend, especially those who understand Urdu and who can benefit from it, inshallah, and benefit. Similarly, tonight, inshallah, many of you may have know or you may not know, last week we did a talk on the life of Isa alayhi salam, and we started a discussion on the life on the signs of Qiyamah. So we couldn't complete that or conclude that discussion, so inshallah today we'll carry on. So it's very important that we actually come and we learn about the signs of the Day of Judgment, the minor signs, the major signs. It's part of our religion. Like I'll mention inshallah tonight, it's part of our religion. From the 4 main questions the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked by the angel Jibreel alaihi salam, one of them was, when will Qiyamah happen and what will be the signs of Qiyamah? So it's important that we are aware of these signs, so we can prepare for them and we can prepare our families, our friends, our loved ones, and we can deal with them in a way that is befitting of the times. So inshallah, tonight after Salat al-Isha, 7 o'clock, the program will take place in the masjid. We've also arranged for pizzas, etc. to be provided. So inshallah, we have food preparation. So the brothers who normally like their dinner straight after Isha, not to worry, inshallah, we have already thought of that in advance. So please do attend, inshallah, and please do benefit. Jazakallah khairan.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله المطلع على خفيات السرائر العالم بمنكونات الضمائر مقلب القلوب وغفار الذنوب وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد المرسلين وجامع شمل الدين وقاطع دابر الملحدين صلى الله عليه وعلى اله الطيبين الطاهرين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اما بعد، فان كون اصلاح السرائر دعامه لاصلاح الظواهر مما نطق به القران وسنه رسول الانس والجان، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: ولكن قولوا أسلمنا، وقال تعالى: فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله، وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لوابصة جئت تسأل عن البر والإثم؟ قال: نعم. فجمع أصابعه فضرب بها صدره وقال: استفتي نفسك، استفتي قلبك ثلاثا: البر ما اطمأنت إليه النفس واطمأن إليه القلب، والإثم ما حاك في النفس وتردد في الصدر وإن افتاك الناس. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إنما الأعمال بالنيات. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن في ذلك لذكرى لمن كان له قلب أو ألقى السمع وهو شهيد. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فأيها الإخوة الأعزاء، أوصيكم ونفسي أولًا بتقوى الله والمواظبة على ذكر الله، على خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. من أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى، ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم وفق ولاة المسلمين لما تحب وترضى. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Please straighten the rules for salah. صفة دروس كل جيجا. آگے آگے آکے خالی جگہوں کو پور فرما دیجئے. It is holiday time, so there are more people. So please just move forward and fill in any gap which is in front of you. If there's no space at the back, there's space upstairs, so you can go upstairs. Thank you.
اشهد ان محمد رسول الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاه حي على الصلاه حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاه قد قامت الصلاه الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله
Please straighten the rules of Idrus Kalijika. Ensure the mobile phones are switched off, please. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يسألك الناس عن الساعة قل إنما علمها عند الله وما يدريك لعل الساعة تكون قريبا إن الله لعن الكافرين وأعد لهم سعيرا خالدين فيها أبدا لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا يوم تقلب وجوههم في النار يقولون يا ليتنا أطعنا الله وأطعنا الرسولا وقالوا ربنا إنا أطعنا سادتنا وكبراءنا فأضلونا السبيلا ربنا آتهم ضعفين من العذاب والعنهم لعنا كبيرا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين آذوا موسى فبرأه الله مما قالوا وكان عند الله وجيها يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما Allahu Akbar. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. Just another reminder about tonight's program, inshallah. It's a very important program, very important event, and we have food which will be served after it as well. Brothers can come, sisters can also attend upstairs. Food will also be provided for them. We want everyone to, inshallah, attend. We want everyone to push their women folk, especially to also come and attend and benefit from these programs. They don't have many opportunities like the brothers do. So whenever these opportunities do come up, we should not take them for granted, and we should benefit from them, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma tassalam wa inkassalam tabarak tiyad al-jalali wal-ikram. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم إنا نرجوك ألا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا كربا إلا نفست ولا دعاء إلا أجبت ولا مريضا إلا شفيت ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.